Nisechtas Nazir, Daf Yudayin, the top line of Daf Yudayin and Aleph, and we will continue to discuss the machlokes that we had between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. So in our Mishnah we saw that if someone wasn't a basic verse and was therefore Tamei, or if a person was generally just Tamei, and he was Mekabal on himself in his ears, so the Mishnah stated that even if he's there for 30 days, that those days do not count for his Naziris, and since these days are not attached to his Din of Naziris, therefore at the end of the period, when he becomes Tar, and he's ready to start counting his Naziris period, he doesn't have to bring the Karbonis that a Nazir that's Tamei generally brings. He doesn't have to bring his Asham Naziris or his Chatas Ha'if or his Oilus Ha'if. And the Gemara will bring two different Lashonos as to the Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and we already saw the first Lashon and the first version of the Machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and that was that Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish had a Machlokes that although it's true that we all agree that there's no question that this person that became a Nazir at the point that he was Tamei will not have to bring the Karbonis that a Nazir brings with Tumah, as Reuven wasn't a Nazir that was Tar, that became Tamei, but even at the point that he became a Nazir, he was already Tamei. Rabbi Yechon says that his Kabbal Naziris is actually Chal at the moment that he was Mekabal himself in Naziris, even though at that point he was Tamei. And after Reuven goes through the process to become Tar from Tumas Hameis, and he has that Zor of the Paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day, and he goes to the Mikvah, at that point he would automatically continue his Naziris, and he doesn't have to have any Kabbal Naziris after that point. In addition, during those 7 days, if he drinks wine, or he cuts his hair, or if actually someone gives him asra and tells him to leave the basic kfaris and he doesn't do so, then the din would be that he would be chayiv malchus. And Reish Lakish holds that since at the point that he was mekabel naziris, he was tamei, so therefore his naziris is not chal on him at all, and the din would be that during that period of time, he would not be chayiv malchus if he drinks wine, or he cuts his hair, or if someone gives him asra to leave the basic kfaris. And in addition, after he finishes his entire process for being tamei meis, then the din would be that he has to be mekabel himself some sort of a Naziris, as Tosis explains, that he doesn't have to say, Harini Nazir, as he already said, I am a Nazir, when he was Mekabal Naziris, but he has to say that my original Naziris, that I was Mekabal on myself, should begin at this moment, since at this point I'm Tar from my Tumas Meis. And the Gemara Masechtas Darim states that according to Reish Lakish, if he is not Mekabal his Naziris period immediately upon becoming Tar, he would be Ivan the Issa Balta Acher. And yesterday we saw that Rabbi Yechon asked two different questions on Reish Lakish, one from our Mishnah and one from Abaisa, and ultimately we had to root him for these two questions. And the Gemara now continues, Esfei, and the Gemara will bring a third question Rabbi Yechon had on Reish Lakish, that we have a brice that states, Ein bein tamei shenazer, there's no difference between a person that's tamei, that was mekabel naziris while he was tamei already, lenazer tar shenitma, and a person who was a nazir and he was tar, and only after he became a nazir, then he became tamei, Ella aside for this din. And keep in mind, since the brice has used the term of Ein bein and Ella, so it's muchach that the brice is bringing all the cases that would be different between a Tamei Shenazer and a Nazir Tar Shenitma. And the Braisa states that the only chiluk between a Tamei Shenazer and a Nazir Tar Shenitma is that Tamei Shenazer, if a person was Tamei at the point that he was Mekabal himself to be a Nazir, so Shvi Shalai Oilai Laminion, when Reuven becomes Tar and he goes and he spritzes himself in the Mei Paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day and then goes to the Mikvah, then since Reuven doesn't have to bring any Karbanis, because as we said before, all agree that a person who was Tamei even at the point that he was Mekabal Naziris certainly would not bring Karbanis for being Tamei, and therefore immediately upon becoming a Tefil Yoyim, you would begin counting his days of Naziris. But Benazir Tar Shenitma, if you have a person who was Tar at the point where he was Mekabal Naziris, and afterwards he became Tamei, Ein Shvi Shalai Oil El Minyan, since he has to bring his Karbanis that a Nazir has to bring that became Tamei on day number 8, therefore he would only once again start counting his Naziris period from day number 8, and that would be day number 1 for his count of Naziris. And Rabbi Yechon Esrei Shlokish, that Bishleim according to me, that you don't have to be Mekabal on yourself your Naziris. So certainly once you go to the Mikvah and you're Tefil Yoyim, so that day you could count for your Naziris period. But according to Reish Lakish, if you're going to say that his Naziris will not be Chal until he's Mekabal on himself, his Naziris once again, and at least as we said before from Taisis, he has to say that my original Naziris that I wanted to be Mekabal on himself should be Chal right now. How could it be that the 7th day would count and he would be able to start his Naziris period if he wasn't yet Mekabal his Naziris? And Taisis says that L'chaira, why is Rabbi Yechon asking this question to Reish Lakish? Then Taima Velishni, why can we answer? Very simply, the Had of a Kibol Kedushanu El B'Yitzu V'Dichles, that the case was where Reuven actually was Mekabal himself his Naziris period after his entire process, and that's why he could start counting his Naziris period on day number 7. And Taisis explains that since in this Brice it says, Ein Bein Tamei Shenazel Nazir Tar Shenitma Ella, so therefore it's Mashma that these are the only Chalukim, and therefore Taisis says, V'yeish Leima, that if it's true that a person who was Tamei and was mekabel nazirus while he was already tamei, has to be mekabel himself his nazirus yet again at the point that he becomes tara. Dim kain havle lesui zeb boilum head of alinda v'zelai boilum head of alinda. And if so, then the brayser should have stated that these are the nafkamina between a person that was tamei shenazer and another toshinit, right? That a tamei shenazer has to once again accept upon himself at least partially his din nazirus, whereas another toshinit ba automatically restarts his nazirus period. There is no requirement for him to be makabel his nazirus yet again. And ultimately, the Gemara doesn't have a teretz for this kasha on Reish Lakish, and therefore, in a moment, the Gemara is actually going to change and say that this was not the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and we'll see that we'll bring down another version as to what the machlekes was between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, but again, a person who was tummy and who was makabel his nazirus while he was already tummy. Before we continue, let's just point out that Taisus also asks over here that L'chariah, why is Rabbi Yechon only asking a question Reish Lakish? L'chariah, this brisa should be shver on Rabbi Yechon as well, because the brisa says that there is only one chiluk between a tummy shenazir and another toshin idma, but L'chariah, there's another chiluk, as a tummy shenazir doesn't have to bring a carbon, and another toshin idma has to bring the carbonis of a nazir that became tummy, as we discussed that L'kuli Amma all agree that that would be the din. And Taisus explains that is not another chiluk, the hainu hachtik tani. That's exactly what Bryce is saying when it says in Zion Ulay Manaminion Bishum Mysteri Carbon, as the whole reason why the seventh day is not ill for the counting of another Tarshanitma is because he still has to bring his carbon on the eighth day, and therefore he is unable to begin his counting of his Nazirus period until the eighth day. Shain came by a person who was tummy that was a makabal on themselves in Nazirus while they were already tummy. So the reason why he starts his count on day seven specifically because he doesn't bring carbonis for another tummy, and that's why he starts counting on the seventh day. And therefore, this nafkamina, if you bring a carbon or not, is really the same nafkamina that the Brisa brought. That's why the Brisa doesn't bring this example as a nafkamina between a tamei shenazer and another tar shenitma. And in addition, Taisus is bothered that l'chera, how can we say that a tamei shenazer, he begins his count of nazirus on the seventh day when he's a tful yoyim? If l'chera, he still has a din that he needs har shemesh, and he still is considered a tamei meis. And Taisus says, yesh leima, the tful yoyim klisha tumase. Once a person is a tful yoyim, then it weakens his tumma, and he's not considered on the same level of being a tamei meis, and therefore so the din of nazirus could be chal on him even at that point. And the Gemara continues with another version as to the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. So Amar Bar Vashi Mechel Kuli Amalei Pli Dechagli, that even Reish Lakish agrees that certainly his nazirus is chal, and therefore after he finishes his entire process for his tumas meis, the din is that he doesn't have to once again be makabel on himself nazirus. And in addition, if Reuven drinks wine or cuts his hair, then he'd be chayim malchus. And what is machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish? Al ki pligil milki, the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, if Reuven would receive malchus for being tamei. And of course, at this point, Reuven was tamei at the point when he was mekabel nazirus, and therefore, of course, he can't become tamei once again. But the point of the Gemara is that would we say that if Reuven has a straw from someone and he says to him, you should make sure to leave the basic first as soon as possible in order to make sure that your nazirus could be chal on you quicker? And the machlekes is, would Reuven receive malchus for not leaving the basic first, or would he not receive malchus? So Rabbi Yechon Sava Kimin Dechayel Leiker, Rabbi Yechon says that since his nazirus is chal on him, therefore, just like he'll get malchus for drinking wine or for cutting his hair, he would also get malchus if he doesn't leave the basic forest, and he would get malchus for tumah. Reish Lakish Sava Loilaki V'Chayli. However, Reish Lakish holds that since Reuven does not have to bring a carbon because he was already tamei when he was mekabel himself nazirus, therefore there is no din that he gets malchus for tumah either, and the only time he could get malchus is only if he drinks wine or cuts his hair. And the Gemara will now bring three questions Rabbi Yechon asked Reish Lakish, which will be from the same makaris that we had before in the first version that we had in the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. So Ace for Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon asked the following question Reish Lakish, and the Rush points out the L'chariah, how could we say that Rabbi Yechon asked this question Reish Lakish if this is only a version of what the machlekes was between Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, and therefore how could we say before Ace for Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish in the first version, and now once again we say Ace for Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, and therefore the Rush explains what the Gemara means to say that Rabbi Yechon could have asked this question Reish Lakish if this would have been the version that is the correct version. And as the Rush says, B'hadis Ace for Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish le'el Talmud hu de meisiv l'fi matav salka daitach de pligi v'kavasu rabbis b'tamud, and we find such a concept in many places in Shas. And the Gemara continues, Ace for Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon asked the following question Reish Lakish from a Mishnah, Mishin nazav hu b'beis ha'kvaris, if Reuven was b'kabal nazirus while he was already in b'beis ha'kvaris, and therefore he was already tamei, afilu lo yisham shleish miyayim, even if he remains there for 30 days, ein oilem in a minyan, since those days do not count for him towards his nazirus, ve'ein him mevi carbon tumah, therefore he has no chiyah to bring a carbon after he becomes tar from his tumah. And Rabbi Yechon is medayek carbon tumah hu d'lo maisi, that's mashma from from the Mishnah that it only doesn't bring a carbon tumah, ha milky lucky, but lemaisa he would get malchus if he becomes tummy, or if he gets astra, they should not remain in the Beis HaKfaris. Amalei, and Rish Lakish responds, bedinu listening in Eleika, that really the Mishnah should say that he doesn't get malchus, as actually that would be a greater chiddush to tell you that not only doesn't he bring a carbon, but he also does not get malchus based on the fact that there's a gezeiras hakasev that says that he's exempted from a carbon since he wasn't tar at any period of his gezeiras period. And as the Gemara learns on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph in the pasuk that states v'timei reish nizrei, and just like he doesn't have to bring a carbon b'tumah, we extend that and we say that he would not get malchus for the issa of a nazir being a tamei meis. And even though by right the Mishnah should have stated this din el Mishnah de kabayil misti sefer, however, since we wanted to speak about the sefer of our Mishnah that yatzav v'nichlas oylei min aminyan, that if Reuven goes out and becomes tar and then he goes back into the Beis HaKfaris, and since that day starts his count of nazirus and he became tamei, then the din is that maybe carbon tumah, they would have to bring a carbon tumah as he considered a nazir that was tar and became tamei. And the chiddush of the sefer is that you're going to bring a carbon tumah even though you only tar for one day, and a lafuke from a beleza that holds you have to be tar for 2 days, tanin resha in the maybe carbon tumah. Therefore, in order to be symmetrical, resha also spoke about a carbon tumah and said that Reuven would not have to bring a carbon tumah, but in a chenami, even if someone gives him asra, he should leave the Beis HaKfaris, and he doesn't do so, he would still not get malchus either, and the mishnah could be going like Reish Lakish. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, Rabbi Yechonon asks another question to Reish Lakish. In being tamei shenazir, we have a braisa that states that there's no difference between someone that was originally tamei and he accepted upon himself to be a nazir at the point that he was tamei, lenazir tar shenitma, and a person who was initially tar when they were makabel on themselves as ears and then they became tamei. Ella, the only chilk is the tamei shenazir, because a person that initially was tamei when he accepted upon himself to become a nazir, shvi shaloi oila min aminyan, since he is not chayiv to bring any kabanis of tumah. So therefore, immediately when it's the seventh day and he becomes tar, even though he's a tvil yoyim, he would start his nazirus period and he would be able to begin on day 7. Al v'nazir tar shenitma, if there was a nazir that was makabel nazirus while he was initially tar and then he became tamei, ain shvi shaloi oila min aminyan, since even though he became tar, the din is that he still has to bring a carbon and he can't bring his carbon on the seventh day. Therefore, the seventh day is not counted towards his new count and his beginning of his nazirus period, and he only begins his nazirus period starting on day 8, and that would be day number 1 for his nazirus. And Rabbi Yechon is medayik that since in this brisa we're trying to bring all chilukim between a tamei shenazir or another tar shenitma, halomalkas zevizah shavin, therefore it's mashma that benegei malkas both dinim would be the same. And just like benegei, a person that was tar initially when he became a nazir, then certainly he is chayiv malkas if he drinks wine, he cuts his hair, or he becomes tamei. So the same din would apply by a tamei shenazir, that he would get malkas not only for drinking wine and for cutting his hair, but even for becoming tamei or remaining tamei for longer than required. Therefore, the chayiv it's muchach like Rabbi Yechonon and not like Reish Lakish. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yechonon, Loi, L'taglacha zevizah shavin, really benegeya, cutting your hair and drinking wine, there is no difference between a tamei shenazir and another tar shenitma, and in both cases you'd be chayiv malkas, and benegeya the issa of tumah, you would not get malkas. And the Gemara therefore asks, Avla inin malkas mai, but what are you telling me, benegeya din of malkas by tumah, that the din would be zeloika, that a person that was a nazir tar that became tamei would get malkas, and v'zein eloika, a tamei shenazir would not get malkas? Then l'chayiv, how could the Brisa say in bain that there is no other chiluk? But l'chayiv, listening, let's go and list this as well, which would be another nafkamina between a tamei shenazir and nazir tar shenitma, as there is a nafkamina if you get malkas or if you not get malkas for becoming tamei or remaining tamei longer than expected and having astra that you should leave the Beis HaKfaris. And the Gemara answers, ina chenami, this would be a nafkamina. However, even so, Reish Lakish holds that the Brisa did not have to list this, because with the Kante Kamari, we find many cases where a Brisa will only list the different ways that you could create Naziris and you could be Masakin Naziris, but Kukule like Kamari, and a Brisa sometimes doesn't want to speak about the various Isurim and different Lavim and Malkis that you could receive when you do an Isser. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, Rabbi Yechon brings another Raya against Reish Lakish, and this will be a Tiyofta. The Brisa states, Mishay Tamei V'Nazir, if Reuven, even at the point when he was Mekabel Naziris, was already Tamei, also Galeach V'Lishtos Yayin, he's also to cut his hair and drink wine, and we'll go over here, V'Litam L'Mesim, and also to be Metamei to Mesim, even though at this point he was Tamei already, and he became a Nazir, V'Mgil V'Shos Yayin V'Nitma L'Mesim, and if he cuts his hair or drinks wine, or is Metamei L'Mesim, I raise the Sefik Zabayim, he would get Malkus. So we see clearly, even if Reuven was Mekabel himself Naziris while he was Tamei, he would still get Malkus if he's Metamei L'Mesim. And as we already explained multiple times, certainly Reuven was already tummy, and therefore he can't go and do an action and become a tummy l'mesim. However, as Taisis explains, the case is over here where someone gives him a straw and says that since you're a nazir, you should leave the Beis HaKvaris, and therefore you'll be able to start in his year's period quicker, and he doesn't do so, then he would actually be Eivan Delav, and you would get Malkus. And Taisus is, how could our Gemara say that you get Malkus in this case, if L'chur it's a Lav Shem Maiso, as he only stayed in the Beis HaKvaris, and he didn't do any action to become Tomei? And Taisus in Masechta Shavuos says that our Brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Lav Shem Maiso would be liking a love. However, Taisus over here says, the Lav Sheish B'maisu, over here it's considered Lav Sheish B'maisu, Masha in Yitza, because he doesn't leave the Beis HaKvaris, and Tzarech Bia, exactly what Taisus means, and the Achrayim discusses. And I am on the side of Gemara from Bessal Ranchberg in Ois Tess, where he says, Nichtu B'tzidai, Svarah Zayis Rechayka Ktsas, that this Svarah Taisus is very difficult to understand. The Eichi Chashiv Zeh K'maisa, how can you consider this fact that he doesn't leave the Beis HaKvaris as a Maisa? The I am B'tzidai Zeshuas, Daf Yitzayin Amalaf, that we already brought, Diba Masal Oi, She Nichtu B'zeh, Da Oz L'Sugin L'Man Da Omel, Loikin L'Av Shem B'maisa, that even though we don't paskin L'Av Shem B'maisa, Loikin L'Av, however, this sugya is going like that man to Oma. And Taisa brings another teretz, Oyd le Issa Malkus, that in our Gemara, we're just saying that you've been over on the Issa, that if it would be a Lav Sheish B'maisa, you would get Malkus. However, in this case, since it's a Lav Sheish B'maisa, in a Chanami, you wouldn't get Malkus, but you're over on the Issa. He then brings down for the Maga Mishnah that there's a klal of any Lav that it's possible to do this Lav through a Maisa, that even though if there's a situation where you actually are over on this Lav, where it's a Lav Sheish B'maisa, you would still get Malkus. And therefore, over here also, since of course it's possible to be over Lav of becoming Mitamel Mason when a person's tar and he actually does an action and goes into the Beis HaKvaris and becomes Tamei, and since over there you certainly would get Malkus, therefore even though there's a Lav Shem Mice over here, you would still get Malkus. And the Svara is that any Lav that is strong enough that at some point you're going to get Malkus, therefore this Lav is strong enough that you're going to get Malkus even if it's aimed by Mice. And the only point of Lav Shem Mice in like in love is if you have a Lav that you never could get Malkus, therefore we see that it's a Shvach Lav, and that's why you won't get Malkus in all cases. And this Maga Mishnah is brought in Perkut Gimel Mehilchas Chiris Halacha Beis, and he writes in Cain that based on this din of the Maga Mishnah, Asi Shapes Sugyon Umikan Raya Vechachabura Ludvar Vedoy Ketev Ayin Sham. And our Gemara ends off Tiyufta, and as we'll see on Dafyud Zayin Beis, the Gemara will actually go and use this Shita of Rabbi Yechon later on the Gemara, even if someone is Mekabal on himself this year, while they're Tomei, they would still be Chayim Malkus if they're Mitamel Mesim, as we just explained. And the Rashi asked that Lechira, the Gemara asked this question before, and beforehand at the top of Yud Zayin Manal, Gemara answers that the case of this price is talking about v'yaitzev v'nichlas, and L'chari wanted to Gemara give that teretz over here, and therefore the Rosh says the mashba nitma dumi de gilach b'shasi yayin, that's mashba this price, that the case of tuma is the same as where he takes a haircut and he drinks wine, the mari afil b'lo yaitzev v'nichlas, and over there we don't have to give a case of yaitzev v'nichlas, and therefore it's muchach that this price is talking about a case where it was not yaitzev v'nichlas ayin sham. The Gemara continues, and prior to learning our Gemara, let's just start with the quick haktama. The Gemara in Masechta Shavuos and Daf Tzayin on the base says this halacha l'meishim Sinai, that if someone is in the Beis HaMikdash and becomes Tamei Ba'oinis, and certainly he's not going to be Chayiv Karis if he leaves immediately, as then he's a Oinis Gomer. However, if he stays for a little bit, he would still not be Chayiv Karis unless he has Shi'iyah and he waits for the Shi'ir that he could have Ashtar Chavoya in the Beis HaMikdash. And as we saw before, we compare Naziris to Hegdash, and therefore the Gemara says, Bo'i Rava, Rava is the following Shaila. Since we just came out that the din is like Rabbi Echron, that even if a person was Tamei at the point of the Makabal Naziris, that the din is that they could be Chayiv Malkus if they receive Hasra to leave the Beis HaKvaris and they don't do so. So Rabbi is Nazavu Beis HaKvaris Mao. What is the din b'negeya person who was Mekabal Naziris while they were in Beis HaKvaris and while they were already Tamei? And what is the time frame that they would be Chayiv Malkus if someone wants them to leave the Beis HaKvaris and they don't do so? Boy Shi'ila Malkus Oloi, do they need Shi'ia in order to be Chayiv Malkus? Or immediately when the person warns them and they wait even a moment, then the din would be that they would be Chayiv Malkus. And the Gemara says, Hechidami, what is this case? Ilema, if the quest that Rabbi asking about is the Amrilei Loisinzer. If they already had a straw, you should not become a Nazir because you should know you're in a Beis HaKvaris. Then Lomeli Shi'ia, then why would they need a Shi'ia at all? L'chari will be over immediately when they become a Nazir. And as the Gemara explains, Nazir Tar, my time, Loi Ba Yishi'ia. Why is it that if there was a person who was a Nazir and he was Tar and he's about to go into Beis HaKvaris and someone warns him and says that you should know that you're going to go into Beis HaKvaris, you will be over on the Issa being Metamel Mesim and you'll get Malkus. So why is it that you don't need Shi'ia to come Master Bay because Lemaisi had a straw? So Hachanami Kamasubei over here also, even though he never had a moment of Tyra, but Lemaisa, before he became a Nazir, he already received Hasra, that you should know that if you're Mekabal Naziris on yourself, you're in a Beis HaKvaris, and that is a problem for you, and certainly there's no Oinus involved over here, and therefore certainly Reuben would be Chayiv Malkus immediately. And we continue on Daf Yud Zayin on Beis, and the Gemara explains that Rav Shaila is Elik HaGoyin Shenichtas B'Shida Tevu Migdal. It's a case where Reuben was Tar, and he became a Nazir, and then he went into the Beis HaKvaris while he was Tar in in a box or a carriage, and ubrachaveray upar me'alav baziba, and without his das, his friend comes and pulls out the floor of this box, and the tumah of the beis hakfaris is bekasva ilah, and it goes into the box, and he becomes tamei. And in this case, since he was an oinis when he became tamei, maybe even if someone gives him asura and tells him to leave the beis hakfaris, that maybe he was having the opportunity to wait a shir of shi'ia, or maybe we wouldn't say that. And as the gemara says, ki gabrina shi'ia beis hamikdash av avrei loy, maybe the only time we'd have this halacha l'mishmi Sinai, that the concept of waiting for the Shia Shtachava is only based on Mikdash, but we don't have this concept in a Gay and Nazir, and therefore, immediately when someone gives a Masra to leave the Basic Forest and he doesn't do so, then he would be over on the Issa of Tumah of the Basic Forest and he'd be Chayim Malkus, or Dilma Loishna, or maybe there is no Chiluk, and just like in the Basic Mikdash, we have a Din of Shia, also, but the Gay and Nazirs, there is a Din of Shia, and he would not get Malkus unless he waits that Shia of Shtachava or some other Shia that would be relevant to Nazirs, and the Gemara is not Peshit the Shaila, and the Gemara ends off Teku. And keep in mind that when we originally learned the question of Rava, we actually were gurus like the Bach, Nazar Behu Beis HaKfaris, that the case was where Reuven was in the Beis HaKfaris and he was already Tamei and he created his Naziris at that point, and we said that this Dafka Lefi Rabbi Yechon. However, at this point in the Gemara, it comes out that he actually was a Nazar previously and then he went into the Beis HaKfaris. Therefore, at this point, the Gersa of Rava Shaila should not be Nazar Behu Beis HaKfaris, but L'chayra, the proper Gersa should be Nazar Behu Beis HaKfaris, that Reuven was already a Nazar and then he got into a Beis HaKfaris, and as we explained that he was there ba'inis, and then someone gave him a straw to leave the Beis HaKfaris, and then the shaila is there a din of Shia or not? In addition, at this point in the Gemara, this shaila is not relevant to the shaila we had before between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon, and since over here we're not talking about a Nazir who became a Nazir at the point that he was already Tameh, we're talking about a Nazir Tar that became Tameh at a later point, and even Reish Lakish agrees that there would be a din of Malkus in our case. And Rav's shaila is, do we give this person a time frame of Shia, or do we not give him any time frame of Shia, and immediately when he becomes Tamei, if he delays even a moment to leave the Beis HaKfaris, he'd be Chayiv Malkus. And possibly the Gemara really could have given a case where Reuven was actually Tamei at the point that he became a Nazir, and he was in a Beis HaKfaris, and he then received the Hasra that he has to leave the Beis HaKfaris, and he was innocent and couldn't leave, and in that case, we would still have the same Shaila, but the Gemara wants to say that this Shaila is not relevant to the Machlekes between Reish Lakish and Bechon, and therefore the Gemara gives a case where Reuven was actually Tar at the point that he was Mekabel Nazir. However, Ayin the Rashi says, you can't say the case was where Reuven was tar when he was mekabel naziris, and then he walked into the Beis HaKfaris when he was shogeg, and then they gave him asura to go out. The Amrina b'shvuas, because we learned in Masech l'shvuas, ki gemiri shehiya ba'oinis tugemiri, that the only time we have an halacha l'mishmi Sinai of shehiya is only in the case where it's an oinis gama. However, over here, potentially what the Rashi means to say is that since at the time when he went to the Beis HaKfaris, he was not an oinis, therefore the din of shehiya would not apply. And l'chayr, that would also answer ara, ena chanami. The Gemara could not give a case where Reuven was actually Tamei and he was in a Beis HaKfaris and he was mekabel naziris. And in that case, even though he may have been an oinis and that's why he couldn't leave the Beis HaKfaris, but since he walked into the Beis HaKfaris b'ratzin, so possibly the halacha l'meishim esina of shehiya would not apply b'tzarach bia. And the Gemara continues, by Rav Ashi asked the following question, nazir v'hu Beis HaKfaris tar and gilu achaylai. As we know, if a person's a nazir that was tar and then he became Tamei, then at the point that he wants to be mitaring himself, he has to do two processes. First of all, he has to cut his hair, and secondly, he has to bring three kabanas, the sham naziris, and a oila and a chatas. And therefore, Rav Ashi asks that maybe the only time you have a din to cut your hair is only when you're going to bring those kabanas that you have to bring as a nazir tamei. However, since a person that was tamei at the point of the mekabel naziris does not bring kabanas based on the pasuk that we will have on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, therefore we may say that he doesn't have to cut his hair either, and he could start his period of naziris immediately upon becoming tar, and there's no din giluach at all. And the Gemara explains, as we just explained, ki boi taglachas tar shenitma to come in tamal nazirusei. Possibly the only one that has to cut the hair is only a nazir tar that became tamei, and since at one point he was tar and then he became tamei, so he has to bring kabanis and he also has to cut his hair. However, avo tamei shen nazir loi, but a person who initially was tamei when he was mekabel naziris, since he doesn't bring his kabanis, he wouldn't cut his hair either. Oidil maloi shna, or do we not make an afkamina? And even though Reuven was initially tamei when he was mekabel naziris, he would still have to cut his hair on day 7 of his tire period for being Tamei Meis. And Taisus points out the obvious that, of course, even if a person was Mekabel Naziris while they were already Tamei, and then they go through the entire process of Naziris, and after 30 days that they were actually in Nazir, they actually go and bring their regular Kabbanis B'Taira, that certainly at that point there is a Chiyuv to cut their hair. And of course, Rav Ashi is not discussing that case. He's only discussing would you have to cut your hair on day 7 when you become Tar from your original Tumas Meis. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a Raya from a Mishnah. Mishnah, Misha Nazir who Beis HaKvaris, if someone becomes a Nazir while they're a Beis HaKvaris, even if they're there 30 days, in an Oidel Loi Min HaMinyan, Ve'ina Mevi Karban Tumah, he doesn't bring a Karban Tumah, so it's Mashma Karban Tumah Loi Maisi, that Reuven only doesn't have to bring a Karban Tumah, however, Ava Guluche Boyi, he still has to cut his hair, and L'Chari it should be a Raya to that side of Rav Ashi, that he has to cut his hair, and the Gemara says it's not a Raya, because Mat Hamkama, really, both of these Dinim are Mitla Tali in each other, not necessarily halachically that you need to do Guluach in order to bring a carbon, or you need to bring a carbon in order to cut your hair, but the Maisa, they're still connected to each other, and the Gemara therefore says, Matam Enim Mevi Carbon Tumah, Meshum Delay by Guluche, that just like a person who was initially Tame when they were Makabal Naziris, they don't have to bring their carbon Tumah, the same thing applies that they don't have to cut their hair. And as Taisa says, Matam Kama, Klaima, Kibin the Tan, Enim Mevi, since it says you don't have to bring Kobanis, Memele Yadinan, De Enim Megaleach, therefore we know that he doesn't have to cut his hair, Dabah Hotalio, Dapsukum Kravel Zalzal, because both of the Psukim are right next to each other, and Afagav the Geluach B'yem Zayim the Karban Tum B'yem Shmini, even though they are different dinim, and cutting your hair happens on the seventh day, and your Karban Tum comes on the eighth day, Mashmalei the Kibin the Eidim Mevi Karban Tum and the Eidim Galeach, it's still Mashma that once a person doesn't bring the Karban Tum, then a person will not cut his hair either, and this is based on a Svara. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, and they bring a Raya from the Brice that we already had, Ein Ben Tami Shin Nazal, Nazar Tashin Itma, El Tami Shin Nazar Shvi Shalai Oilalai Min Aminyin, Vin Nazar Tashin Itma, Ein Shvi Shalai Oilalai Min Aminyin, that there's no difference between a person that initially was Tommy when he accepted upon himself in his ears, and a person who was Tara at the time that they initially accepted upon themselves in his ears, and then they became Tommy. And the only chiluk is that a person who was initially Tommy when he accepted upon himself in his ears, since he's not going to be chayiv a carbon tumah, therefore he will start his period of his ears on day 7, whereas a person that was originally Tara when he accepted upon himself in his ears, and then became Tommy, so then the din is that he has to bring a carbon tumah, and therefore he can't start his Nazir's period on day 7, he can only restart his period in Zeris on day 8. And the Gemara continues with its Raya, my lav, halotakalacha, zeviz ha-shavin, that since the Bryce said this is the only chalik, it's mashma, b'degeya, a haircut, that both are the same, and in both cases, you would have to take a haircut. And the Gemara answers, loy, that's not the case, halomalka, zeviz ha-shavin, actually, we're learning like Rabbi Echran, that this Bryce is actually coming to teach you a chiddush, that only b'degeya, the din of kabanes, there is a chalik, but b'degeya, malkas, there's no difference between a nazir that was initially tamei when he accepted upon himself in his ears, or a nazir that was tar and accepted upon himself in his ears. And in all cases, the din is that he gets malchus not only for drinking wine and for cutting his hair, but even for being mitam lemesim. And if he received astra to leave the Beis HaKvaris and he doesn't do so, then he would be chayiv malchus. The Gemara now asks, avataglachas mai, but what are you telling me to get a haircut? Zem and galech, vze inim and galech, and a nazir tara shenitma, that a nazir that accepted upon himself in his ears when he was tar and he became tummy, that he has a chiyuv to take a haircut when he goes through his entire process, where a tummy shenazir does not have to take a haircut, then we should actually say this as a nafkamina, because the mashmois of the Bryce is there is no other nafkamina. And the Gemara answers, Tana Shvi Shalai V'chal Mili, that in Chanami, when the Tana said that there's no chil between a Tami Shinazah and Nazah Tami Shinitma, El Tami Shinazah Shvi Shalai Oilalai Min Aminyin, and Nazah Tami Shinitma Ain Shvi Shalai Oilalai Min Aminyin, it didn't mean that that is the only nafkamina. It meant to say that any process that is done for a Nazah that was Tame, that has to bring his kabanis and cut his hair, is done for a Nazah that initially was Tar and became Tame, but that is not done for a Nazir that initially was Tamei when he accepted upon himself in his ears, and not only would he not bring his kabanis, he would not cut his hair either. And the Gemara continues, Tashma will bring another Raya to the Shaila of Rav Ashi. Now let's keep in mind that we already saw this basic halacha a couple of blad ago, and the din is that Nazir who was originally Tar and became Tamei, so certainly the days that he is Tamei do not count for his Nazir's period, and even more so, the Pasuk says, Vayom Rishayin Yiplu, that he forfeits any days of Nazir's that he already counted prior to becoming Tamei. And there's another din that if you have a Nazir who was Tar and he becomes a Mitzrayah, now though the Pasuk about Yom Rishayim HaYiplu does not apply and he will not lose out any of the days that he already previously counted as his Nazir's period prior to becoming Mitzrayah, however the days that he's actually Mitzrayah would not count towards his Nazir's period and it would be a break in action and his Nazir's period would be suspended. And this Brisa will actually discuss how we know this din. And the Brisa states, we only know that if a Nazir became Tamei, then the days that he's a Tamei do not count towards his days that he has to count for his Naziris. You may chalutim minayin. How do we know that if a Nazir becomes a Mitzrayah, that the days that he's a Mitzrayah do not count towards his count of being a Nazir? The Gemara wants to compare the two dinim to each other, and the Gemara says, "V'dinu l'chayra there's a ma mitzinu ma yimei to masa megalecha mevi carbon." Just like a Nazir who becomes tamei, he has to cut his hair and bring a carbon, and after you may chaluta megalecha mevi carbon, and also we find b'negei Mitzrayah that he has to cut his hair and he has to cut the hair of his entire body, and he has to bring a carbon based on the fact that he's a Mitzrayah. minyan, and therefore, since the days of his tumah do not count towards his counting of his nazir's period, after mechluta ain alimin minyan, therefore we'll say that there's a mamitzino that a nazir that becomes a mitzraya during the days that he's a mitzraya, those days do not count towards his count of being a nazir. And for example, if Reuven was up to day 10 when he becomes a mitzraya, then he would suspend his nazir's count until he finishes his stras period, and after that he would continue from day 11. And the brisa continues that you can't learn out of a mamitzino because loyim amrit be made to masah shekim vatal ben sakayim. Certainly, we could understand that the days of nazir tamei while he's tamei cannot count towards his nazir's period, since the pasuk says vayomim rishayim yiplu, and he even forfeits the days that he already counted, and therefore it makes sense lefikach in oilim min aminyan. So certainly, while he's tamei, he can't say that those days should count towards his counting of nazir's, and he has to restart his counting of nazir's if he becomes tamei from being tamei meis. However, tamei bechelutai benegei tzuras she'enun vatal sakayim. There's no din of vayomim rishayim yiplu, and he doesn't forfeit any days that he already counted towards his nazir's period. So maybe we could say that even while he was a mitzraya, those days could still count as his days of nazir's. And how do we know that the days that a person is a mitzraya do not count towards the count of his nazir's period? And the Gemara continues that even though that we can't learn out of a mamatzino, but amrit we can learn out of a kavuchema, and we will first read the words of the kavuchema and then go on to explain the kavuchema. The Gemara states, man nazir bekeva, just like a person who was in a basic kfaris and was tamei at the point that he became a nazir, to din shesari roy letaglachas, that his hair is roy to cut, ain oilay min a minyan. The din is that his yemei tumah would not be counted towards the minyan and towards the count of his nazir's period, and therefore certainly yemei chiluta she'in roy letaglachas, during the days that a nazir becomes a mitzraya, where it's not roy for the mitzvah taglachas for nazirus, and it's only roy that he'll cut his hair based on being mitzraya, like kolshkin she'in oilay min a minyan, then certainly those days should not have any connection to nazirus, and those days should not count towards his term of nazirus. The Gemara now tries to explain this kavuchayma maiglav taglachas tuma, that when we spoke about taglachas that a nazir does when he was initially tamei when he became a nazir, we're referring to the taglachas that he does when he becomes tar from his tumas meis. If so, we see clearly like one of the stadim of Rashi, and the din is that if someone is tamei when they initially accept upon himself to become a nazir, that when they become tar, even though they don't have to bring their karbanis, they would still have to cut their hair. And according to this, the way to understand the kavuchayma is as follows: madoch that we find benigayin nazir that was originally tamei, and now when he's going through his entire process, even though he doesn't have to bring a carbon, he still has to cut his hair at that point, and therefore we see that he's still connected to his nazirus, and even so we say that the days that he's tamei cannot count towards the nazirus period. There's certainly a nazir that becomes a mitzraya who has even less of a connection to nazirus, as even though they're going to cut their hair at the end of the tzaras period, it's not based on the fact that they're a nazir tamei, it's based on the fact that they're a mitzraya. Certainly we should say that the time frame and the days that they're a mitzraya should not count towards the term of nazirus. And l'chayr from this brisa, we should bring a raya to the tzad of Ravashi that a nazir that was tamei initially when he accepted upon himself in nazirus, the din is that when he becomes tar, he has to cut his hair. Gemara answers, "Lo, it's not a raya, because really the din could be that a nazir that was tamei when he initially accepted upon himself in nazirus, when he becomes tar, he doesn't have to cut his hair. And even so, we have a valid kavuchayma, and we're talking about taglachas tayra. The kavuchayma was from a nazir who initially accepted upon himself his nazirus when he was tamei, and after he becomes tar from tumah, and then he keeps his nazirus period, for example, of 30 days, and then he goes and brings his kabanis and cuts his hair because he finishes his entire nazir's period. And in that case, we have the following kavuchayma: the madach nazir who initially accepted upon himself his nazir's when he was tamei, even though the entire time that he's actually a nazir, he can't cut his hair and he doesn't cut his hair, and therefore at the end of his period of nazir's, when he cuts his hair, he's cutting hair off that went through the time frame that he was tamei, and even though his hair is connected to his nazir's, he still doesn't count the days that he was tamei towards his count of nazir's. So certainly a nazir that becomes a mitzraya who's here during the time frame that he's a mitzraya has no connection to nazir's, because ultimately at the end of the period that he's a mitzraya, he will have to bring kabbanis of a mitzraya and he'll have to cut off and shave off all the hair of his body, including the hair of his head, and therefore at the end of his nazir's period, when he becomes tar from his tiras and he continues with his nazir's period, when he cuts his hair, he's only cutting off the hair that grew during the time frame after the tiras. So certainly when someone is a mitzraya, their hair has no connection to nazir's at all, and definitely we should say that all the days that he was a mitzraya should not count towards his nazir's period. Therefore, based on this understanding of the kavuchayim of the brisa, so we don't have a raya to Ravashi, because it potentially could be that really a nazir that was tummy initially when he became a nazir really does not cut his hair at the end of his period of tumas meis when he becomes tar from tumas meis, and he only cuts his hair once he completes his full nazir's process and once he brings his karbanos b'tayra. And the Gemara continues, Hachi Nami Mistavro, that it's Buchach like this from the Braisa, because as we continue on Dafyut Chesim and Aleph, the Salkadaita Taklachas Tumah, if the Kalv Chayma was from a Nazir that cuts his hair after he was Tomei, Yimeichaluta Miloi Bay Taklachas, during the days when a person is a Mitzurah, he also would cut his hair after he becomes Tomei, and therefore, what would be the basis for the Kalv Chayma, a Nazir who is Tomei to a Nazir that is a Mitzurah, if in both cases the din is that they have to cut the hair at the end of that Tumah period? And the Gemara says, Loi, that's not a Raya, Taglachas and Naziris Tani, it's still possible to say that the Kalv Chayma is from Taglachas Tumah, but even so, you're still a valid Kalv Chayma, because the point of the Gemara is that just like Benigay and Nazir that was Tomei, the din is that he would cut his hair when he becomes Tar from his Tumas Mace, and that Taglachas is connected to his Naziris period, because of course, the only reason why he's cutting his hair is because he's a Nazir, and we still see that those days that he was Tomei do not count towards his Naziris period, and therefore we could bring this as a Kalv Chayma to the case of a Mitzurah that cuts the hair, as although in Chinami they're cutting the hair after they finish their Mitzurah period, but the reason that they're cutting their hair at that point has nothing to do with the fact that they're a Nazir, it is only because they're a Mitzurah, and therefore there is no connection between a Mitzurah and a Nazir, and therefore certainly we should say that the days that they are Mitzurah do not count towards the Nazir's period, and we don't have a Raya to either side of Ravashi's Shiloh. In order to finish the Sugya, let's continue with the next Hashma, and the end of the Gemara will come out, just like a person that was Mekabel their Nazirus while they were Tamei, they don't have to bring Kabbanis. Not only do they not bring Kabbanis, they would not cut their hair either. And before we continue with the Braisa, let's just read the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, B'negei Nazirus, as says, V'chiyamas Meisala B'pesel Pesayim, if a person is a Nazir and someone dies and they become Tamei, V'timei Reish Nizrei, V'gilach Reish B'in Tarasai, B'yayim HaShvi Yigachenu. And the next three Pesukim talk about the Kabbanis that he brings, and the end of the third Pasuk, it says, V'yayim HaRishayim Yiplu, they will forfeit the original days they counted towards his Naziris, and therefore the Gemara now says, V'timei Reish Nizrei, V'tar Shenitma Kasu B'daber. Certainly this Pasuk is talking about someone who was originally Tar and became Tamei, because the Pasuk says at the end, V'yayim HaRishayim Yiplu, and therefore you see that this person was originally Tar, and he loses and he forfeits some of the days they already counted. And therefore the Braisa teaches us, Shu Tayin Avar Sadar, only a person who originally was Tar and became Tamei has to cut his hair, V'avar Siparion, he has to bring his three Kabbanis, he has to bring his Asham Naziris, as well as his Oivel Saif and Chata Saif, and V'lifta Sanazir Bekeva, and this Pasuk is coming as a Gzeir Sakasa to teach us that a person that accepted upon himself the Naziris while they were in a basic verse and while they were Tamei, She'ein Tayin Avar Sadar, that he doesn't have to cut his hair, V'avar Siparion, and he doesn't bring any of the Kabbanis that a person who initially was Tar when he accepted his Naziris would bring, and he doesn't bring his Oil Chatas and Hashem Naziris. The Gemara continues, if we wouldn't have this Pasuk to teach us that a Nazir Bekeva doesn't bring his Kabbanis and he doesn't cut his hair, we would actually learn from a Kalv Chayma that he would be required to bring a carbon and cut his hair, because Matosh and Itma, Tar and Avar Sar, Vavar Siparim, that just like someone who was Tar and then he became Tamei, still needs to cut his hair and bring his Kabbanis. So Misha Yitam Mitchila, certainly when someone is Tamei Mitchila, which is even a stronger Tuma, Ein Adin Shei Tar Avar Sar, Vavar Siparim, certainly he should have to bring his Kabbanis and he should have to cut his hair. Tamei Loimen, that's why we need this Pasuk of a Timei Reish Nizrei. Since the Pasuk could have just stated, V'chiyamas Meisala B'pesel Pisam V'gilach Reishai, the Pasuk did not have to say V'timei Reish Nizrei. Therefore, these words are extra to teach us that although we have a Kalv Chayma, we shall still learn out from this Pasuk, B'misha Yitar V'nitma Kasu B'daba, the Torah is specifying that it's only by a person who was Tar and then became Tamei, Shei Tar Navar Sar, that he has to cut his hair, V'abar Superion, and he has to bring all of his Kabbanis, his Asham Naziris, as well as his Oila and Chatas, V'liftes and Nazar Bekeva, and in Nazar Bekeva is going to be Potter not only from bringing his Kabbanis, but even from cutting his hair, and therefore there's a Pshitas to the Shaila Rabashi, and as the Gemara says, Shema Mina, that it's a Raya from here, that someone that was initially Tamei when he was Mekalva himself to be a Nazir, when he becomes Tar from his Tumas Mace, and not only would he not be required to bring his Kabbanis Tumah, and he doesn't bring an Asham Naziris or his Chatas Ha'if or Oila Saif, but he also would not cut his hair. And just to point out, that Taisus originally starts off and he says that we learn out from the Pasuk of Timur Reish Nizrei by the fact that it says, by Yom Rishayim Yiplu, therefore we know that this Pasuk is talking about a Nazir that initially was Tar and only afterwards became Tamei. At the end of the Gemara, Taisus says it's based on the fact that the words V'timei Reish Nizrei are extra, but of course it's Pashut that originally Taisus was just saying that since this Pasuk is talking about a Nazir Tar, so therefore we would say that it's only Dafka talking about a Nazir Tar and not a person that became a Nazir when he was originally Tamei. However, once we have the Kalv Chayma, the Kalv Chayma would say that in the Kanami, the Pasuk may be talking about a Nazir Tar, but based on the Kalv Chayma, we would learn out that the Pesukim also include a Tamei Shenazir, a person that was initially Tamei that became a Nazir. And that's why once we have this Kalv Chayma, so then the Gemara had to say that the limud is not based on the fact that the Pasuk is talking about a Nazir that was Tar when he was Mekabel Naziris, this, and it's not from the fact that the pasuk says Vayom Rishayim Yiplu, but it's from the fact that the words Betimei Reish Nizrei are actually extra because it didn't have to say it at all. Therefore, even though we have a Kal V'chaymah, there's a Gzeiras HaKosov that a Nazir who was initially Tamei when he was Mekabel Naziris doesn't have to bring Karbonis and doesn't cut his hair, and we will stop over here.